Welcome to Real Estate Mom Moguls, the podcast where real estate powerhouses meet mom life. I'm Erin McNamara.
And I'm Amanda Bohm.
We're here to spill the beans on our real life, raw, and often side-splitting experiences in the fast-paced world of real estate.
Tune in each week as we not only dissect the latest local real estate headlines, but also unveil the secrets behind mastering the ever-elusive work-life balance.
Join us for a wild ride through the realms of home buying, selling, and all the chaos in between. Expect a generous serving of real estate wisdom garnished with a sprinkle of mom magic.
Good morning.
Morning.
Look at us, nice and early, getting us done first thing.
We have to. I have Ronan's graduation party this evening, so I got quite a bit to do today.
There you go. Where are you guys doing that?
The Niantic VFW.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so it's a nice spot. And like they have the kitchen, so we can do stuff in there. They have all the tables and chairs, you know, so it's right near the beach. So like if, you know, people want to walk down, that's great.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It's pretty
good. Actually, I've never been to an event there.
Me either, not that one. So, and it was, you know, reasonably priced. So,
yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. So I have to make a trip there to drop off. I have like cases of drinks and stuff in my car. I got to drop those off. I have some food to make. I have some things to pick up, you know, just all the running around. So you have to pick up the kids at 12.
All that prep stuff, I mean, it really adds a lot of time to your day. Like,
yeah.
I mean, even, I hate to say it because this sounds so silly, but like some of our beach events, it's like people in our neighborhood don't realize that every one of us on the board actually has a real job. Like that's not our first priority. And all the events take time. The runaround adds up.
It does. It absolutely does. But, you know, so I'm glad that we're able to do this.
Yeah. Really good.
We were supposed to do it yesterday, but I had trying to put out some fires. So I was back and forth on the phone a lot. So sorry about that.
No, all good. Why don't we just go right into that? I know, you know, it's still ongoing, so you really can't go into detail, but
yeah,
just the joys of real estate, right?
Yeah. So it's a VA loan, which we weren't going to do originally, but, you know, Dorothy was like, it really saves him a significant amount of money. So, everybody agreed and he's like, I'll do what I need to do, you know, if there are VA issues. But, and the seller was good too, you know? So a couple things came up, they got taken care of. The appraiser went out, the other day to reinspect the repairs that the bank said needed to be done and came back with another issue. And it's like, you already did your inspection. You're just going to check the repairs.
The work that was done.
Now there's more, you know? So it was frustrating. I was talking with Dorothy, going back and forth with people, you know, yesterday afternoon. So, we're still not resolved yet, but I'm confident that it will be.
I'll be honest. I mean, I wish we could have an appraiser time in here because I don't like that. Like, I just, that would bother me, kind of based on principle, right? Like, you do your inspection. That's your opportunity to flag things. Now, unless something like astronomically changed, how can they flag new things?
Right.
And
so now it's going to cost an extra fee for him to go back out.
And that's what I think they're doing. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either. And the hard part is that it varies appraiser to appraiser, right? Like somebody else could have gone in and totally just been like, that's not what I'm here for and moved on.
Right.
This guy felt it necessary to report. It's, what are you going to do? It is what it is. Can't change it. All we can do is move forward and figure out, you know, the right path. But it is frustrating.
Yeah. No, I think my bigger frustration would just be with the appraiser, like doing that more than anything.
For sure. I mean, but he kind of holds the key in this, you know what I mean? Like he has to be the one to say yes or no. So what am I going to do? I can't.
Oh, no, I know. That's kind of my point. They know they can get away with it. And so they do it. I mean, and I don't think I've ever had this happen where I've had people go back out more than once for a revisit, but usually for the same issue, like the issue wasn't fully resolved or, you know, something like that, which is also frustrating, but like not flagging something entirely different.
Right. 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 So, you know,
real estate's easy, right?
Go with it. We'll just go with it. But it's all right. But we were supposed to do this yesterday, but sometimes we have to shift.
It's all good. I mean, I was flexible. I think we're on a tight timeline today too, but I feel like yesterday might've been even a little more rushed by the time we were going to sit down and do it.
I would be on the phone with Dorothy and she'd be like, let me look at this. I'll call you back. You know, I had to call the listing agent. So it's like, I didn't want to start this. And then and those calls I had to take, you know, it wasn't like a, oh, hey, I'll call you later.
No scenario. That's more important.
So, you know,
well, until we, get our Shark Vacuum to sponsor us. That's our real job. This is not really.
Right.
This isn't paying the bills just yet.
Yeah. No. But that's okay.
Yeah. No, it's just for fun.
What do you have going on the rest of the day?
Today is actually a big Coast Guard event that we all have to go to, the whole family down at the Coast Guard Academy.
Nice.
We went a couple years ago. I think Emma was a baby. I don't know why we haven't gone the last couple years, but Garrett just got off his like 2 weeks active duty. Well, actually, let me back up. He's still on his orders, but he's done with his assigned shifts. Anyways, it's like a big family fun day type of event, but he's sort of expected to be there even though he's not working it type deal.
Okay.
So I don't know. There's like food trucks. There's a bounce house for the kids.
Sounds fun though.
Oh, definitely. And I'm hoping to kind of mingle with some of like the Coast Guard spouses, people I know. And I've really gotten away from doing any of those events. So
I know.
I should be better with that network. We'll know a bunch of people, so that'll be good.
Good. Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Meet and greet and mingle, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that'll take up probably a good part of the day. I think we'll be there probably 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. Well. Okay. That's good. So,
That's that. Yeah. So what else do I have going on? Waiting to get an appraisal back. I don't expect it back today, but that's kind of like the waiting period of time, you know? You're always like, now it's out of my hands. I want information back.
Well, and that's kind of how I feel now. Like, there's only so much I can do in this scenario. And I'm just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like when the control is out of my hands.
Right. So actually, I'll tell you another funny thing that I'm kind of not used to in this current market. Another listing I have, I actually have two offers on it. And I say actually because it is somewhat surprising.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Neither of which are being accepted or denied. Kind of just like in this weird limbo pattern where both of them have room to improve or, you know, change certain things. Neither of which have wanted to make any changes.
Okay. So you're going to stand off.
Yeah, really. Quite,
who's going to move
literally
first?
I don't know. I had another showing on that same property yesterday. And again, they claim to be interested. And it's like, okay, well, how interested are you? Right. And it's not a matter of like highest and best. There's no deadline. It's like they are all so grossly different.
Weird.
It is weird. So you know the property I'm talking about. And it's like, it's very much a as is, take it or leave it type deal. And people seem to think it, one group seems to think it's like a very much move-in ready owner occupied type property, which it could be, but it's not right now. And another group is an investor type client, which is great. I mean, I think that is probably the more likely buyer. But again, they have some different contingencies that are just kind of surprising. So I don't know. I don't know who's going to do what, but it's kind of almost entertaining at this point because I don't understand.
Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see who brings it.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's not going anywhere. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. And clearly there's no rush on the, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and any of it, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's just kind of good.
It'll go eventually.
Yeah, no, it's good. Good activity.
Maybe by the time I was in college, who knows? No, it's actually the activity on it has definitely increased.
Yeah, great. Like,
we did a big price adjustment. I don't know, a month ago, 6 weeks ago. Like not right now. It's been a little bit, but now it's picking up, which is good.
Yeah, good. You know, I feel like, and I'm feeling like this too, like in the beginning of the summer, it's busy, the 4th of July, you're like excited about summer, right? Like the old things. And I feel like now, like it's a couple weeks before school and I've kind of hit that, like tired of the fun, like I'm ready to like simmer down a little bit, you know? So I feel like maybe that's like people are like, all right, I've done my summer stuff. It's still before school. Kind of focus back in on that type of stuff, you know?
Well, and if you think about it, so again, I mean, I don't think of this as like a family home type property. Right. Like, I don't think people are worrying about getting kids into school or anything, but just the mentality of the timeline.
Right.
You know, we're in August, so closing most likely is going to be September at the earliest, right? So even if they're not living there, even if it's a project, like presumably their kids are back in school, they're going to have a more regular schedule. They'll be able to, you know, start getting work done or whatever they need to do. But I feel like there's definitely that mentality where like come September, people have more time or, you know, a better schedule or whatever it may be.
And I was saying this to somebody, like, it's maybe not a better, like, less busy, but it's more consistent. Like, okay, you go to school, you have practice on these nights, you know,
you know the routine,
you know what you have going on. Yeah. So it's like easier to plan around stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
There's definitely something to it. I feel like in our business too, it's always like, I mean, we've talked about this before. It's like, okay, back to school. Like we can really be in the office. We can really like hone in on time blocking, schedule, you know, the stuff that we can be better organized with.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels kind of like almost reinvigorating.
Yeah. No, it is. It's like, it's kind of like the beginning of the year, you know, like you get
motivated.
More focused, more motivated. Yeah. I posted this morning that picture of me on the phone at the beach.
And, oh, did you? I didn't even see it.
And I wrote like, it's really hard. It's really hard to like do all of the things, you know? So it's like this summer, you know, things got done. I had a lot going on, but it's like, my head is always like spinning in different directions. You know, it's like, I can do the things that I have in front of me, but like to think outside, it's hard because you're just pulled in so many different directions, you know? So back to your point, I always very much look forward to back to school, back to a routine, back to, I can like, even if I take one day for this, one day for that, at least I have a period of time. Like I have a lot of computer work to do right now because I don't have a good amount of uninterrupted time to like get going on stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So it'd be, I'm ready to get back to it.
I don't know. I mean, I am, but I'm not, right? Like, I think we do kind of thrive on some routine and predictability with the schedule. But I also like don't like the kids being gone full time. Like, I just, you can't have it all, right? Like, there isn't that balance.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not quite ready to let go of summer, but like on the flip side, we were talking about like skiing yesterday. So
yeah.
I'm trying to plan ahead.
I just feel like the kids are over each other. Like, yes. You know, it's just, yes. I think everybody is, I love summer and I like to have summer fun and all that, but,
it's like all or nothing, too much.
I'm not upset that it's coming to an end either. And I mean, the next couple of weeks, so we have this and then, Ronan's birthday is the 11th. And then
it's my mom's birthday.
Is it? Oh, mm-hmm. See. And then we move him into college the 13th or the 14th. Mm-hmm. And then there's like one more week after that and then school, you know? So it's like, it's gonna
fly
quick. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually like thinking about the kids. My kids have been fighting so much, like more than they ever have. And like mean fighting.
Yeah.
Like just unnecessary, intentionally mean, trying to provoke the other. And like, I mean, they've always had their little spats, but like they get over it pretty quickly. They have been like, not my children. Like, I don't know what has happened, who they've been replaced with. Like they just, I told you yesterday, I think I was like, I'm ready to send them away for 6 weeks, like sleepaway camp. Like they were out of control. And I really think that it's not so much that they're overtired, which I'm sure they kind of are, just in general in summer, but like we haven't been having consistent late nights. But I think more than anything, it's the fact that they've been together.
Yeah.
Like round the clock. Like they haven't done separate camps. They haven't done separate activities. They haven't had even like play dates with their own friends. Like they're all together in a group. I'm like, these kids need to be like separated for a little bit.
Yeah.
And they share a room
too.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, my kids have done separate things, you know, Beta's at gymnastics, whatever, but they're still like similar things. Like they just, I kind of like lost it the other day because I'm like, what are you fighting about? Like Quinn was saying something like, I don't like cannolis. I've tried them before. And Beta's like, no, you haven't. And he's like, yes, I have. And I'm like, he's like, mom, remember the time? Beta's like, no, you haven't. And I'm like, what does it matter to you? Like, really, what does it matter if he has or has not tried a cannoli? Like,
pick your battles. That's been my line. Pick your battles.
But that's how it's been. Like, he'll say the sky's blue. She'll say, no, it's purple. She'll say, oh, I went here. He'll say, no, you didn't. And I'm like, does it make you guys feel better about yourselves to make the other person feel like crap? Because that's what I'm gathering here. And it makes no sense. It just can't help themselves, you know? I can't. I'm just, it's like little stuff like that. Like if you're going to fight, make it worth it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who cares?
There's no point to it. They're accomplishing nothing.
Your day, you know, like it doesn't at all. I'm like,
I don't know. It's like a power trip of some type. Like they have to be right or they have to like prove a point that doesn't even matter.
And your kids are like a little closer in age. I'm like, Veda, you're 9. Like, leave him alone, dude. Like, just leave him alone.
I say the same thing to Emma. 2 years, like, that's old enough. You should know better. I ask her, I'm like, you don't do this in school. Why are you doing it here?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Honestly. No. Like, why?
I know.
It's not worth you voicing any of what you're saying. It's just not.
And she just fights with me too. Like she just, it is like a power trip. I think, you know, we have this
party. Yeah. We've probably talked about this before, but that's what Emma does. She fights with me and has to get the last word.
I was like, you guys will shower tonight before the party. Veda's like, no. I'm like, yes, you will. And she's like, but we're going to set up. I'm like, but like, we'll come home. I'll pick you up on playground. Like I have things to do. Like where I'm not, we're not going to sit there all day. She's like, no, but we're going after playground. I'm like, no, we're not. Like maybe we'll make a trip, you know, but just, I'm like, you need to stop. you need to stop right now because I don't have time to be fighting with you about this. You don't know everything, believe right. it or not. You know, you right. might think you do, but you don't. I'm like, so just cool it.
So on that topic, Emma has been like on me about, you know, I'll tell him what we need to do over the course of the day, whatever, but like not a play by play, right?
Yeah.
Like if I add something in or I'm like, oh, we need to walk the dog before we go to this place. She's like, you didn't say that. That wasn't part of the plan. I'm like, I don't need to say that. We have yeah. a dog. We have to walk the dog before right. we leave. Like we just know that that's added in and I factor it in, you know, my time or whatever. But if I don't give her like to the minute, a play by play, like I've been lying to her or something.
It is the same. Yeah. She's like, you said we can go early. I'm like, yes. And we will, obviously we have to be there before the party starts, but like just stop.
The pink drinks at Starbucks. Okay. That's what that should have been my topic for today. That's my rant.
Yeah.
The pink drink. Anytime I leave my house, whether or not I'm going to Starbucks or whether or not we're even going near a Starbucks, Emma is demanding a pink drink. And I'm like, well, one, I don't go to Starbucks every time I leave the house. Two, even if I did, I don't have to get you something every time I get a coffee.
Right.
Three, I'm not going to make a special stop just for you. So yesterday it wasn't my showing. I had to be there to open the door and not like do the showing. So I brought the kids with me because it just wasn't worth leaving them somewhere else.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'll only go with you if you get me a pink drink. I'm like, well, actually, no.
Right.
That's not how this works.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're coming because you have to, and I don't have to buy you something.
Yeah. I know. I know.
It's like a demand. I don't understand.
Quinn, I know. Quinn's like, this morning, can I play my Switch? I'm like, are you all ready for playground? He's like, yep. I'm like, did you eat breakfast? He's like, no. I'm like, you got to eat breakfast. And he like stomped away. He's like, you're so rude. I'm like, I'm so rude because I'm
for feeding you.
Sure that your body is nourished. Like, God forbid. Oh my God. I was like, I'm done with you guys. I'm like, hey, don't eat then. Don't go. It's like going to be 85 degrees outside. Go to playground, pass out because you haven't, whatever. Don't make sure they don't call me when that happens.
Well, speaking of how hot it is, my face right now, I know people listening won't see this. We're like an hour and a half now. I ran the dog around the neighborhood, let her swim at the beach, and my face is still beet red. And I showered and I it's a permanent condition.
It's all right.
Overheating. So yeah. Quinn should have just had breakfast, had a lot of water, done something.
I'm like, whatever. You do you. You do you. Like that. I'm at the point in the summer. Like, do what you gotta. Don't call
me. It is so humid. Like, yes. I can't imagine. Like, I love playground. I really wish we had it. In fact, maybe I'll just use my parents' address next year and sign them up anyways. But
yeah,
like the convenience you have of being able to drop them off and just leave them. It's a beautiful thing.
But there are things, you know, like if it rains, they don't have it. 9 to 12, which is great. But
yeah,
like the other day it rained, whatever day, 2 days it rained this week. And one of the days after I got Veda, and she was there for most of the day at gymnastics. So like I was able to sit. It was nice not having to run around and figure out, like Quinn was home. One kid's easier than two. You know, it's a mm-hmm. whole different dynamic, you know? But it is good. They have a lot of fun. It gives them, you know, something to do.
And it gives you time.
Right.
I just like that it's not like a commitment, right? Like I know you sign up for it, but it's not like you go
yeah, but it's
whole
like
summer.
$25 for the whole summer.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. So I forget, maybe like for a second kid, it's a little bit cheaper, but it's like, it's a no brainer. Really. It is a no brainer.
Right.
So cheap.
I mean, we put in for like the camp lotteries. We were going to do like the whole 6 week thing, which we probably talked about this. I don't know if we did on or off the podcast, but like, I didn't want them signed up for 6 weeks.
Yeah. I know. Cause you don't need it.
9 to 3, something like that.
Yeah.
Which like some weeks would be great. Some days would be great, but I just like the like drop in idea.
I agree.
For us, that works a lot better. And I don't need 5 days a week for 6 weeks.
Agreed.
Could I use it? Sure. Absolutely. Like, I would make the most of it, but I don't need to send my kids away for 6 weeks of summer.
Right. No, I agree.
Until they start fighting, and then I really want to.
Until this point, yeah.
Until yesterday, about this time, yeah.
Yeah.
I made it to August 1st before I really had my breaking point. My real breaking point was yesterday.
So, we only have a couple weeks left, so you're not doing too bad.
Yeah, yeah. So, what else?
Yeah, so... There's
some real estate news, right? I mean, I don't think we need to, like, go into it, but headlines are... Focusing on real estate stuff again,
right? Going on, yeah.
We're in August, so that means, supposedly, we'll see if this changes again, because I feel like in our industry, they change dates.
They do, yeah.
But all of the NAR changes, you need to have the buyer broker agreement, which again, we've talked about this, we always needed it. Not new for Connecticut. And removing commission fields from the MLS, which I think we've also talked about our feelings on, but those changes are happening.
August 17th. And we're going to be talking about it at our office meeting. So it'll be good timing, you know, right before.
Yep. And I like that Bud emailed everything out, you know, and even with his opinions, he's very succinct in his opinions. He's not putting like a personal spin on it. He's letting you know how he feels, but just like moving forward. And I like that. I think there's some people that put so much of a positive spin on it. They're like, oh, it's okay. It's no big deal. Like, just keep going. And then there's some people that are so opposed. They're just not going to keep moving. So I like that. I like Bud's approach. I always
It have. Is what it is, you know.
Just matter of fact,
adjust whether you like it or not.
Keep going.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think it's good. And I like that he emailed it all out a week in advance so everyone can review everything.
Did he? I missed that.
Yesterday?
Was it yesterday?
Either yesterday or the day before. I don't this week one day.
Yeah.
But he emailed everything to review it prior to the meeting, which I mean, as a team, we talk about it a lot, but I think for some of the other agents, that was a good move.
Yeah. Oh, here, yeah, I see it. Preview of our meeting.
So, and we can talk more about it afterwards if there's anything like new to recap, but it's happening is really all I thought we should mention.
It is. And it's fine. We'll just like we always do.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm not like, oh, this is great, but I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. No, it's what it is.
I agree. Yeah. What else? We've got some potential hope on the horizon with the rates and the Fed. They are hinting at indicating potentially starting to cut rates in September, which would really help people out, especially like the first time home buyer crowd.
Yeah.
Has really, really been in a bad position. So I think that they need some relief.
I know. I don't know that it's going to provide too much relief though, because I think that more buyers will come, you know, off the bench and.
Definitely.
But, you know. Make it more competitive. But I mean, you know, so I think that it will be good, but I think that more people, I mean, we have a lot of pending buyer activity. I think out of 14, 10 of them were buyers, you know, so there's still a lot.
Have we ever had that where it's that heavy on the buyer pendings?
I don't know, to be honest. Probably not in a while.
That just seemed, if you're thinking, like I was picturing it as like a, you know, a scale in my head, and just so heavy on the buyer side and not on the list side, like that just.
But I mean, it tracks if you think about it.
Right? No, it the makes inventory sense. It just seems low, you unusual.
Know? Yeah. Yeah.
No, I understand perfectly why and how. It was still surprising just how much it was skewed.
Well, and I mean, it's another great example of the buyers are out there. We, you know, we have quite a few. So I think that that'll just increase when the rates come down.
Yeah. So I think the competition will increase. And I think, like you said, people that have been kind of watching will definitely jump back in. I don't know that it's going to, I don't want to say easier because none of it's going to be easy, but I think it will help give those first time buyers a better chance, better
sure.
odds.
Totally agree.
And a little bit more, a little better ability to compete more mm-hmm. than they have been able to.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I agree.
I think it'll provide some relief. Certainly not enough, but.
Right.
There's hope. That's really all my takeaway is.
There's hope. There is
way to rain on my parade, Erin.
Sorry.
Trying to be optimistic here.
No, no
so
but
negative.
I agree. And it's, I don't think it's negative. I think it is what it is.
I know. I'm not here like some eternal optimist. I'm just trying to look on the bright side.
Listen, it is great. It is great. Let's hope that they do it. Right. Yeah.
So we'll see. And then it'll be interesting. So if that's in September, then of course we have an election year and things are always a little bit, things slow down going into mm-hmm. election seasons, but
yeah,
also like as soon as it's over, people are going to like, I think we might have a busier winter than maybe normal, if you will,
mm-hmm.
because once it's over, whichever way things go, people will feel maybe more confident with the, you know, path the country's on, the path the economy will likely be on. I think people will be a little bit more at ease. Not that things will be resolved immediately, but just they'll feel like we're on even ground and know what to expect.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know. A little more confidence, I guess.
Yeah.
In what will be coming. Good or bad, they'll just have a better feeling of what to expect.
Right. Right.
Anything else you have to share with the world today?
I don't think so. I just gotta do things. I smashed my elbow against my car the other day, like as I was loading stuff in. I thought I broke it, honestly.
Seriously?
I was at Target and I was loading stuff in, and the way I hit it, I felt nauseous. I had to like take a minute. I've never had that. Like I've hit my spiny bone before, you know, and it's like,
yeah,
it hurts.
It hurts. Yeah.
But like, this
sure.
is a different level. It's not broken. I did go get checked because I was like, number one, I don't have time for this. Like I got things to do. It hurts. But if I know it's not broken, then it's like, whatever. I do what I got. You know what I mean? Like I'll just push through it and I know I'm not going to hurt it more.
Right.
But
right.
But it is putting a damper on my stuff that I, you know, makes it's just like a little bit harder. So
yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, that's about it.
Well,
I gotta unload my
car.
Could be worse, yeah. Gonna just take a little extra care when I do things, you know.
So it sounds to me like Veda and Quinn can like lug all the stuff for you, carry all the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like right now I'm going to run and like I said, I have cases of drinks in my car that they can't, they're heavy, like too heavy for Veda. Probably could help me. Quinn can't.
Yeah.
But they're at playground anyway. So I'm just going to go do it because I got to put more stuff in. So,
mm-hmm.
but they will help.
There you go.
They will help. And actually, Quinn was with me at Costco when we were doing the shopping. He's like, "Mom, let me get that for you. Your elbow." So he was cute,
that's
but
sweet.
he's six, and you know,
he means well. He's
only
trying
do so much. Yeah, no, but he does. He is trying. So it was good.
That's cute.
So that's it. But you guys enjoy your day. That sounds like it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good time. I think it's gonna be hot, but that's all right.
It is. But okay, it's all good.
We'll make it.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, then, have fun, and I will talk to you over the weekend, probably.
Yeah, and I hope all goes well tonight at the party.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it'll be good.
He'll have fun.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Real Estate Mom Moguls. If you enjoyed today's episode, please support us by liking, sharing, and subscribing. Your support is invaluable in bringing you more insights on real estate and mom life. We'd love to hear your topic requests for future episodes. Feel free to leave them in the comments. Stay tuned for more. See you next time.